This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I've already indicated we're hearing from Psalm 90 today, the psalm we sang. We sang the words, hear them as they're read. Go like this. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, return to dust, O sons of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. Though in the morning it springs up, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. God's word before us, we pray. Lord God, I must always offer a personal word as I begin. I've studied these words of Psalm 90. I prepared a message to deliver to your people, that these people are to be inspired and informed and instructed by your word. I certainly need your Holy Spirit to put into my head and heart and onto my lips words that you have in mind for them this day, as I often pray words that convict with the law and comfort with the gospel. And I pray for all these who have gathered here or who are watching online that you might be with them. Help us to remember on this last Sunday of the church year that you are the King, that you reign and rule in our hearts. Help us live in such a way that we bring honor to your name as your loyal servants, as your loyal subjects. Bless us. Bless this word from you this day, dear Savior King. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Fellow sons and daughters of the King, our God rocks. Modern 21st century young people would say that about our God. Our God rocks. Well, we might put it a little more calmly. Our God rules. Or like it says in Isaiah 52, our God reigns. He's our King. He is Christ. Our King, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our soon returning King. And so I thought about this Sunday called Christ the King, and I thought about Moses, the one who wrote Psalm 90. I thought to myself, did he ever call his Savior the Christ? He didn't. Old Testament times in the Hebrew, that term Christ, that title name Christ, is the word Messiah. So if we're hearing from the Old Testament and hearing from Moses, we should call this Sunday Messiah the King. And then I thought to myself, did Moses ever call God a king? Well, he did. Step down here and look what I typed in here. The Lord will reign forever and ever. Words of Exodus chapter 15. He didn't maybe call him a king, but he said, our Lord God would reign forever and ever. Christ is our King. And where does he reign? What did we highlight to the children? Certainly in heaven. But for us, most importantly, amazingly, where does he reign? He reigns in our hearts. Our hearts. He makes my heart, he makes your heart his home. And this King of Kings and Lord of Lords, this returning King, says, I've got a home ready for you in heaven. Because you and I, as we gather on this last Sunday of this church year, as we ponder our future, the next church year, the Advent season starting next week, Thanksgiving this week and all that, we aren't sure how many more Thanksgivings or how many more Advents or how many more Christmases the Lord will grant, but we know this. Even now, already, my King has prepared a place for me in his heaven and you, and by grace through faith for all believers. I've often thought to myself, I don't deserve even a little corner spot in heaven. I don't deserve a little metal shanty. No, he says, I am going there to prepare a place for you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you that when I come back, I will take you to be with myself, in John chapter 14. Until the Lord comes, we hear from Psalm 90 today, and especially I want to highlight the last verse we read. Lord, teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days. I've highlighted that Psalm 90 is the only psalm that Moses ever composed. Moses wrote this psalm perhaps almost 400 years before the other psalms. David composed his psalms around 1000 B.C. before Christ. Moses probably around 1400 B.C. And why? Why did Moses write this psalm about numbering our days? A little history. You and I know Moses is that great leader of God's people. We know that he lived to the age of 120. When he was almost 120, most have calculated that's when he composed his psalm. What had he been doing for the last 40 years of Moses' life? He was the leader of God's people. And you know where they lived. In the wilderness. In the desert. In tents. They had spent 40 years camping. 40 years. We also know that when they came to that wilderness, because God's people had disobeyed him and not trusted that they should go into the promised land, that the Lord would help them take it, the Lord said, every male 20 years old and older will die. When they came to that promised land, there was 603,550. Hear that number again. God's word tells us 603,550. 603,548 died. Only Joshua and Caleb got to go in the promised land as the good spies. Now I tell you that number because if Moses was the leader of God's people for 40 years, as he was, and there were some 600,000 plus people, we've calculated in our brains that if there were 600,000 men, likely there were roughly 600,000 women, all died, 1.2 million in 40 years. Did you ever do the math? 30,000 a year. 30,000 a year. Here at Trinity, we think, oh, we have a very busy week with two funerals this week, but 30,000 people a year. You can understand why Moses wrote about the length of our days. Why Moses wrote about teaching us to number our days. And as you and I think about numbering our days, I thought to myself from this word of our God is timeless, timeless. When we die, we go into a timeless existence. A day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. And so as we gather on this last day of the church year, as we gather on this day, as we think about the last day when the Lord returns, or as we might even ponder our own death day, our on this earth last day, a very important reminder for us to teach us to number our days. Ponder Christ our King, an everlasting King, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God, that eternal King. But he not only is an eternal King, he is a changeless King, a King who's ever and always the same. Over the years, I'd like to highlight the fact that our God is always the same, that he never changes. You know why we're happy about that? Because we don't have a God who has good days and bad, ups and downs, good mood and bad. We have a God who's changeless. He's the same every single day. He's the same in his love. Every single day, our King is the same in his grace, the same in his mercy, the same in his compassion, the same in his kindness, the same in his goodness. And every time we gather in his house and we sing his praises and we worship him and we pray to him, our King's the same. He's here. He's with us. He's listening. He's watching. He's pleased when we give him the very best of our hearts, the best of our voices, the best of us in our worship and service to our King. And dear King, teach us to number our days as we go into a new church year. And come January 1st, go into a new calendar year. Lord, help me to honor you, to worship you, to give you my best each day. Because you and I, as we think about numbering our days, we know that the Lord is with us, with you, every day. Good days and not so good. Easy days, hard days, challenging days. Always, every day, never leaves you, never forsakes you. I am with you always, is his word. Oh, as we think about Christ our King on Christ the King Sunday, here's some more things that he said there. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, return to dust, O sons of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, like a watch in the night. How quickly life passes. The brevity of life. We always think we'll have another day, another week, another year, another Advent, another Christmas. We don't know what the Lord has in mind for us or our loved ones. But you know, as we hear these words from Moses in Psalm 90, it also reminds us that this King of Kings is also the judge, a just judge. It tells us, you have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass under your wrath. Part of this message where we got to think about the law, our sins. All the times we have taken those Ten Commandments and broken them and smashed them and ignored them and lived totally contrary to what the Lord has to say. But you know what? Every sin, when I come before my King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when I fall at his feet and plead for his mercy and beg and beseech him for forgiveness, he's ready, willing, and he does always forgive our sins in Christ, our Savior, Christ, our King. Yeah, what a great Savior. And he tells us here the length of our days. This Moses who had people dying all the time. I don't know how many funerals Moses officiated at, how many services of praise that they offered for his goodness to those people who passed. I can't imagine living in that wilderness, living in tents, food from heaven, and all those dear, dear loved ones, those moms, those dads, those grandmas, those grandpas, all passing away. Teach us to number our days aright. Oh, the length of our days is 70 years, Moses wrote, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. I was thinking about those words and thinking about the hymn we just sang. The fifth verse said, time, like an ever-rolling stream, soon bears us all away. We fly, forgotten as a dream, dies at the opening day. Our future, it's eternal, but our future is already set. Our names written in that book of life, eternal, everlasting, never-ending bliss and joy and happiness. You know, whenever I have opportunity to visit shut-ins, oftentimes we talk about their health and how they're failing and their doctor's visits and what their prescriptions are and all the things going on. And I'm always reminded as they fail, as they get ready for heaven. What an honor and privilege it is to bring them God's word. What an honor and privilege it is to bring them the Lord's Holy Supper. And I always think to myself when I'm seeing shut-ins like I do for you people here at Trinity, I never know when to be the last time. The last time they hear God's word, the last time they receive his Holy Supper. And I think the same when I look out at God's people gathered in worship. We never know when it'll be our last time. We always think, again, as I said earlier, we'll always have another Sunday, another Advent, another Easter. Teach us, dear Lord, to number our days aright. Here again, a little bit more from that hymn. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received its frame, from everlasting you are God to endless years the same. 1,000 ages in your sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. Lord, teach us, remind us to number our days. Lord, teach us, remind us to live each day like it's our last day, to live each day for you who lived and died for me and for the world. We have a loving, living Lord. And on this last Sunday of the church year, we bring our homage, our praise, our prayers to the one that we know and believe in as Christ, our King. Amen. And now may the peace of our God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.